It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being the other mother. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com, click on the live broadcast. Also, you can watch us on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page on Facebook. Audio is better on Davin Comedy. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
I'm good.
Joe, are you there? No. Okay.
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, all right. Well.
Wow. Joe.
I'm so used to you not being there. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
All right, now he's cheerful. All right, on the show, parents are charged with manslaughter after their child dies of obesity. Should a kidnapper get leniency if she raises the child and the child loves her? Singer Eric Church tells his fans he has a date with Tar Heel Nation, but he'll catch them next time. I told you last week, people enjoying banging and doggies, nothing special. This week I brought the story. Joe got a half a point with it. I want to show you lots of people bang dogs and are fine with it. We finally get the right wing's children programming we've been craving and scamming scammers. It is echoey in here. This is Pip's first time at the house. I haven't given her the tour.
I know. I got the tour of the outside and he's got great views. Great views.
Exactly. Joe doesn't understand that my views are great.
No, it's really...
Well, the scenery, maybe.
I'm thinking
not
that
so much.
I'm missing something.
Yeah, Joe tends to differ with my views, but you have said for the world that my views are great.
Yes, they are.
See?
They are.
Joe's wrong.
I just think it looks really nice.
Talking to the microphone, dude.
Okay, sorry.
That's still the same.
Yeah, I know. You know what? It's echoey and
it is echoey.
It lulled me into a false sense of amplification.
No, I was talking about, you were talking about the views from our house. I was talking about, you said views. I was talking about views on other things.
Oh, yes. Well, you know what? Your views are great.
Exactly. It is echoey in here. I have nothing hanging on the walls yet. I don't have an area rug. I don't know if I'm going to put egg cartons on the walls to absorb sound. I don't know what I'm going to do. It might get a lot better once I have the carpet down.
Oh, yeah. No, you need things to absorb the sound. I mean, the couch is pulling its load, but it's not enough.
Well, if the couch plays nice, I'll pull my load. So
I have to go.
All right, fine. If you don't like extracurricular activities.
Mr. Helix does not appreciate extracurricular
activities. He's fine.
Activities.
He's fine. I had a nice view at the other house, though. It's a different view here.
It is different. No, I mean, there was nothing wrong with...
Well, I had the backyard with the trees.
The backyard with the trees was really nice, and I liked hearing the tree frogs in the summer when I would come and go from your
house. Tree frogs? What are you talking about? Those are basement frogs.
Oh, those were the neighbors.
Were the neighbors. I got a neighbor story. We'll get there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting driving because there's really a disparity of wealth in this particular town.
And I'm slumming it, baby!
No, and I saw, like, nice houses, and then I was going past some other places, and it was like, wow, are there going to be, like, violins playing soon?
Well, I will tell you this. Nothing in this town is cheap anymore, but there are some definitely very small shack-like houses, and then there are houses that are multi-million dollar houses.
Same in my town, to be real, but it was just some of the houses are quite a bit older, you know, and
yes, there's also a lot of very old classic houses.
Yeah.
And there's big farms here, and there's new McMansions, and then there's like just like when the workers were here, like, you know, very small 900 1200 square feet houses.
Yep.
you know, yeah, I mean, listen, there's people here that have many, many acres, but he looked at multi-acre properties, and then there's people that don't have very much at all. It's a lot of diversity.
Yeah.
And we all get to pay the taxes, which is nice. Like, I live in, this area is a very nice area. It's known for being a very nice area. For some reason, before where I lived, it was not known as a nice area, but I think that was like a couple blocks over. They had like drug issues and stuff like that. Where I've lived, it's always been very nice, but the whole complex, I guess, is known as lower income. But they were fine townhouses. Townhouses are very nice, and now they're going for, you know, good money. They're going for good money. You can't get them now. Although in a week or two, there'll be another opportunity, kids.
Step right up.
Pretty much.
There was, I never felt unsafe leaving your house.
And that was only when you were in my house.
Yeah, that's when I felt the most unsafe. On the air.
As well, you should.
I felt really threatened.
It's when we do our damage. It's when the claws are up.
But no, I never felt unsafe in your part of the development.
No.
I didn't go trotting around.
I never felt unsafe anywhere in the development, but that's just the reputation it had, maybe because they're townhouses. They're not even particularly old townhouses. They were built in the early to mid-90s, so it's not like they're old.
But it was hardly the projects. I mean, you know what I mean?
You got to understand, this town that I live in, it's got this certain type of prestige, which I don't understand. But whatever, if you like apples, knock yourself out.
You know, but they're nice rolling hills, and there's
it's very pretty.
And there's some older houses that are well kept up, and they're really, really cute.
Before it was considered anti-Semitic to have preservation tax, land preservation taxes. Yes, that's some of the things that have gone on in neighboring towns.
Wait, but let's dive into this for a second.
There are taxes, like if you buy, or like I think it's if you move from within the town to another place in the town, there are certain taxes, like a certain moving penalty you have to pay or something for the preservation of land, something like that. And in the neighboring one of the neighboring towns, the Hasidic Jews wanted to move in and buy a bunch of stuff, and one of these preservation laws was proposed. And I think it got struck down on the basis of anti-Semitism. Like I think it was argued that they were using it to keep the Jews out. But my town had that stuff before we had the Jewish problem.
Oh,
but the problem is up there is that they're it's a rough thing because basically you can label it anti-Semitism. But what's happening is the Hasidics are coming up there and they're just taking over whole towns. And just buying up everything.
Well, that's how it works. I mean, people just move into where they can afford. I mean, I understand why people don't want a particular sector group moving in, but I mean, if you don't allow it, it's discrimination. Whether it be Italian,
right. That's the problem. I mean, they're coming in, they're taking the whole town over, you know, and driving everybody out.
They're not driving anybody out. They're not forcing people off their land. Get off our land. We have Yahweh. You know what he does with plagues. You will be driven into the sea.
Right, but they're buying everything in sight, you know, and it's basically, you know, and it, a lot of the people that have been there, it's just, you know, it's like a takeover in some senses. However, what can you really say that, you know, well, I don't like them. Well, yeah, you probably don't, but what recourse do you really have?
Well, they try different things. I mean, listen, I get the reputation that Hasidic, and I really don't want to talk about this tonight. This isn't fun at all. But the reputation the Hasidic have in some of the communities is that they move in and they use the resources, and because they send their kids to private schools, they don't want to pay the school taxes, so they go onto the school boards, and become part of the members of the town, and then they don't want to support the school system. That's, you know, and I understand that being a problem, because honestly, and nobody likes to pay taxes, but if you want to maintain your property value, make sure you have a good school system, kids.
Yeah.
And we have
you know what? I don't have kids. I paid taxes in Huntington. I paid taxes here in Middle Island. You know, what am I going to do? Go to the school? But it is what it is. You move into the town, you have to pay the taxes in the town. You can grieve, but you can grieve against your property.
Right. But the thing is, if you get elected to positions of power, then you can stop funding the schools. So what happens is, to your point, is so many move in, then they run for office, they get on these school boards or other positions of power, and then they don't want to invest in the town. That's one of the things that some do. It's not everybody.
What are you interesting thing about that is like if they get in, what they're trying to do is detrimental. Thank you, Joe. Detrimental.
Yeah, well, he'll work this out.
Jesus Christ. You know what I just said. But it's detrimental to the board that they're trying to serve.
Well, it's detrimental to the town. It's detrimental to the kids, but they don't really care. Listen, whatever. I'm not going to get into the whole Hasidic thing. There's not a Hasidic population in my particular town. There's not a lot of Jewish people in my particular town. There's a lot of white folk in my particular town.
Where Deliverance came north?
No, it's very weird. I mean, this town, you know, since Trump has been very polarized, which I never noticed before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is. But a lot of places are polarized now. Yeah. I mean, we've had some incidences that made the news when Trump was running this last time.
Yeah.
About one of the establishments and some of their racist tendencies, and he was at the January 6th. I'm not going to get into all that.
Which shocked
me. I spoke about it when it was happening.
I won't name names, but
I used to go there.
Yeah, I used to go there and get coffee, and every once in a while I'd get like a, you know, a sandwich or something if I had time, but like a lot of time.
You didn't taste the racism in your panini?
I did not. I did. Well, it wasn't aimed at me. I look like Whitey McWhiterson, so unless
give her extra Miracle Whip.
Yeah. Also, white bread with Miracle Whip, please.
That's our favorite.
I don't need any food in there. I just need the Miracle Whip. But the other thing is, I didn't sense anything. Like, there's nothing about it. But I was going to approach them to be a sponsor for the show.
Oh, good girl. Good girl.
I did actually approach them, and they were like, oh, yeah, well, you know, he'll wait until the owner's in. And I'm like, damn, I'm glad.
He's at a rally. He'll be here soon.
Oh, yeah. He's polishing his weapons in the basement. He'll be right out.
He can't come to the front desk right now. He's busy stopping the steal.
it was years ago. I took a nostalgic drive past our first radio station.
Ah, WTBQ.
Yeah.
93.5.
I couldn't even remember the call letters.
Why would you?
I don't know. That's not. Would you have remembered the call letters if we didn't just say them, Joe?
Of course.
Really?
I forget that.
Okay. Well, you got to remember. Me. Joe was there before you were.
That's true.
Joe spent more time there than you did. But when, you know, we brought you on, I don't even know if you were ever in that studio, were you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
But there's pictures. If you go on our page, there's actually pictures of us in front of the TVQ sign.
Yes, yes.
Ah, okay.
Where it all began. But anyway, yes, so the house. Yeah, no, but this is a nice neighborhood where I live. I don't know. This is not the nicest house on the block, but we got...
I was too concerned with what were the numbers on the mailboxes, so I didn't drive into some stranger's house and get shot.
No, it's ridiculous. You can't get here by GPS. By GPS, you can't get here, but that's okay.
No.
That's the way I like it.
You're in an alley down between two of the houses, and then it's like, oh, and we hit a house back here.
I'm in an alley. You make it sound like you're going to get attacked going down my driveway.
I didn't
only if I'm shoveling. That might be the only time.
No, I mean...
You can't, but to her point, you can't see my house from the cul-de-sac, no.
Yeah, no, so there's a driveway in between two houses, so... I was like, okay, I'm going to drive on somebody's driveway and then pull up to their house, and God, I hope it's Davins. But I saw familiar statuary in front of the house, and I was sure before I rung the bell I was at the right place.
Familiar statuary?
Yes, yes. Things that belonged to your
wife. Oh, at this house. Oh, the crap we got outside. Yeah.
Yeah, familiar statuary.
Yeah, she saw the tree stump that follows me from place to place that the wife has to have.
The tree stump. I didn't notice the tree stump. The frogs.
The frogs. Go take a look outside. We got a tree stump there for sitting that nobody's ever sat on. The only thing that's ever sat on that was a chive plant. Nothing has ever sat on this, but the movers had to move this. Okay.
Listen, I when our like evergreen tree fell over during a storm and decided to attack our house. This was years ago. When they cut it into bits, I kept two of the stumps thinking, oh, how cool. Rustic. Mm-hmm. I'll put like plants on them and things. Well, you know, wood disintegrates if you don't do anything to it.
Sure, much like dreams.
So now I just have.
House, my old house, I was doing a job for Lenore's boyfriend years ago, and he had all these rocks, decorative rocks he was getting rid of. So I had the van at the time, and I trucked all the rocks to my house. I made all these rock beds around my all my plants and stuff like that in front of my old house.
Yeah.
And when I moved, I brought some of the rocks with me to put around one of because I have a tree.
Joe, I have excellent news for you. In front of my old house, there are decorative rocks. You may help yourself, my friend. Some of them were in fish tanks. Some were very pretty. You may help yourself. So all the rocks you want, I would love for those rocks to get a good home.
Yeah. But that was a nice thing. I go outside and it's like the rock. I had the rock garden, which was from the rocks from the old house, which is nice.
I left two important rocks to me back at the other house. They were when you were in a fraternity, your little brother would like paint the rock for you.
I saw those. What'd you do with them?
They left them there. The paint was peeling off. What are we gonna do with a rock without paint? Now it's just a rock. Before it was just a rock with paint, but now it's just a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you have a rock in your? Why do you have a rock in your office? In case people ask.
You know, I have. At my nana's house, they used to like collect a rock when they went on vacation, and they brought it back for their like tiny rock garden that was around a tree. And recently, I made the mistake of looking up my nana's house, which is owned by strangers for years now, on
Zillow?
Google Maps or something to see what the front of the house looks like. The tree that the rock garden was around is gone. The rock's gone. I wish I'd known that. I would have dug them up and brought them with me.
Well, I told you. Like, my wife and her family, because they moved from her parents moved to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then unfortunately several months later, her father passed away.
Yeah.
But, so they sold the house, and they had left some frogs and other stuff there, and the other people like kind of discarded them, weren't doing anything, they weren't displayed. So my wife and some of her sisters, maybe her mother too, went and stole some of the stuff back.
I love that story. That's when I saw the frogs in the front. I was like, yeah, the purloined frogs.
My wife's a bad girl. What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah. I just love that they're still with you guys.
So I will give Pip a tour of the house afterwards because she got here just on time, and then Pip can give you maybe on the break she could give you more feedback if you want her opinion of the house. Although I don't think she's going to go, oh my God, it's a shithole. She's not going to do that. We just moved in. We haven't had a chance to turn it into
what
a shithole.
What a shithole.
Why did he ever – you thought he was living in squalor before.
No. I do not have the right to call anybody's place squalor. Because I am their queen.
Okay. I can't attest to this. I've never been to your house. I've never been to Joe's house. For all I know, you guys roam the streets. I have no proof that you guys have a permanent address.
I live in my car.
That's a joke.
There's no proof. I couldn't tell you what their front yard looked like, backyard, how many bedrooms they have. I couldn't tell you. All for all I know, this is all Zoom backgrounds. Well, Joe's a Zoom background, unless he's working at NASA now. But I couldn't tell you. I've known Pip 20-some-odd years. Never been to her house. only to help mourn in her other house.
Yeah.
And the only time I was ever at Joe's other house is when we had to go to the airport. So, you know, these are not inviting people I work with. My house is always open. Come on over.
Yeah, but I don't know about Pip, but I'm not exactly on the way.
I was 9 miles from your house, Joe, a couple weeks ago. 9 miles.
I understand that, but I had to go to the. I never used that PA before. I got to make sure to get there. I want to. If something.
You know what? You know what's not on the way? You know what's not on the way? The compound wasn't on the way, but we were invited to go, and we went, and we. I think we're closer with you than we ever were with Anthony. Never an invite. No, I'm not gonna invite myself.
We did a show from the house, and then there was also a party.
No, there was a party on a different night.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is we went to make that journey to hang out with Anthony at his house.
Yeah.
We would make that journey to hang out with you and see where the covert hibachi is and see where all the beach stuff that I was with you that had to be bought at various beach stores up and down the East Coast.
Wait, the covert hibachi. Wait, isn't that the
He's not allowed to grill.
Oh no, I know he's not.
I'm allowed to. I don't. I do grill, but the I'm not sure about their position on it. So what they'll do is they'll walk around and inspect the houses. So I had to grab the grill and hide it like Anne Frank, so they can't see it.
That's what I was stumbling for. It's the Anne Frank hibachi.
The Anne Frank Memorial. Oddly enough, the Nazis like what hibachis do. All right, enough. What? No.
Oh, God. It's going to be one of those evenings.
It most certainly will not. I do not have Nazi news on the itinerary.
Oh,
all right.
That's true.
So, let you, so it's a very nice house on the outside. Don't look under the hood. Let me tell you what's going on under the hood.
Oh, jeez.
So, remember last week I spoke about cable, all the cable issues we were having?
Yeah.
And you, we were able to do the show last week, much to people's chagrin?
Yeah. Yes. I'm still get fielding complaints.
Yes. So, we thought our internet problems were cured. No. We were wrong. So, we were supposed to get 1,000 Mbps or gig, which is a lot of speed.
What? Mbps?
I don't know. Something
megabytes per second? Second?
Megabytes per second.
Okay.
Megabytes per second. At the other house, we had a plan for 200. Never a problem. Here we get 1,000 until, you know, they jack up your price a year from now. Okay. So, how many do you think I was getting? Supposed to get 1,000. How many do you think I was getting? Take a guess.
350.
Joe?
I would say 120.
19.
19.
That's not close, kids.
Did you hear?
AOL stopped it and go, oh, you fucking want to leave us now, do you? I had to go to ShopRite and pick up an AOL CD just so I could get on.
They had made a decorative fish, a mosaic of them, but he pulled one loose.
As I was getting my free CD with 1,000 free hours, the cashier said, you know, Joe Curry's the only one who ever pays for this AOL. And
I haven't paid for AOL.
It's been months.
so I don't want to hear about it anymore.
I haven't paid for that in a good 6-7 months. Damn you, kids!
More than that.
And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for your damn kids.
Joe just keeps on sniffing by the supermarket looking for those 1,000 free CD, 1,000-hour free CD. Why don't they have them anymore?
Oh, that's hysterical.
They used to have stacks of them in the post office where I worked because everybody was like, just throw this crap out for me, would you?
With that, you would get better service than what I was getting.
Oh, God.
Or the service would cut out completely. We also need to figure out what is the issue with the DVR. Remember, because we thought the shows were supposed to come with us.
Right.
Because it's in the cloud.
Yeah.
Clouds move. That's the fucking point of the cloud. Also, the automated system, which is hell, no longer recognizes our phone number. As like you're supposed to put in your account number or your phone number, and it doesn't do that anymore.
None for you.
And level two tech support can't find accounts by names. Obviously, I'm learning this as I go, as I deal with the maze of bullshit that is the cable company. I'll tease for those keeping score. So level two has to transfer me back to level one, where I get disconnected.
Oh no.
The wife talks to a level 2 or level 3 tech support guy about the DVR, and he says it's not a technical issue. This is a customer service issue. Because the DVR now, unlike when we first got it, is actually working properly. Like, you can record stuff, but our shows and our scheduled recordings are not there. So this is a customer service issue. So we call customer service. Wednesday, I get Dave on the phone about the DVR. He actually sounds American.
Was Dave in our last story?
No, Dave was not in our last story.
Oh, okay.
I explain everything that's been going on with I explain everything that's going on with the DVR. He said he's looking at their policies, and they don't transfer the DVR recordings when you move.
Motherfuckers. When were they going to tell you that?
When you move, you get a new account, and you lose everything. Why do that? Why do I need a new account?
Why? I mean,
here's the thing. They're so antiquated there. Like, if you watch the commercials, they'll say, like, it calls for our moving specials.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what they do is they treat you like a brand new customer. I didn't need to be treated. So you get, like, the brand new deal. So I got, like, HBO, which I was paying for, but now I have Showtime and Cinemax, all stuff. And, like, you get those first-year rates, which I wasn't asking for. I don't want my first-year rate, which would be nice. It saves you some money. I want my old account number. But once they change your account number, all your shit goes bye-bye.
Oh my God.
So I explain, I said to him, I go, well, you shouldn't call the cloud if it's not a cloud and you can't take it with you. You should stop calling DVR cloud service because it's not really cloud service.
So what they say, so it's a DVR cloud and you can't take, well, that's bullshit. It's in the cloud. You can if you're moving, they should have an account number, and that account number should be transferred if you're going to be in the neighborhood to where you're going. You're probably going to go, yeah, Joe, that makes sense, but we're not dealing with that.
But no, it's more like it's in the ditch. It's in the computer ditch where they just hide stuff, they bury it, and then you scurry to a new place and you dig a new ditch. It's like a mole program.
It's the dumbest fucking thing. I mean, I can't say I've ever heard. We talk about dumb things all the time. We just did a show on them last week. But it's fairly stupid.
There were a bunch of motherfuckers. I would go to the retention people, and I remember I cut a deal about 2 years ago to have my cable bill a certain amount, and they raised it again, and I said, yeah, this is the deal. Oh, you never did? No, it's here in fucking writing, you know? So it's
oh, I still, when everything gets solved, I will call billing. But we're not there yet.
Oh boy!
I have to get everything working.
Yeah.
Right, before I call billing. So I explained that I've spoken to Tex and they think I could get my shows back. And he says he'll get an answer from his supervisor and he'll call me back by Friday.
Oh, cool!
He actually does call me back.
Oh my God!
What?
You buried the lead.
He called me back. They don't have the technology to bring the shows over. So when they tell you their little commercials how they have the best technology, they don't have the technology of a USB drive. They don't have the technology of backup drives, which we've all been using for years to store the shit and then download the shit.
But the thing is, you store stuff in the cloud, you know, and if it's in the cloud and there's an account number against the cloud, you should be able to retrieve it. That's what the fucking cloud's all about.
I understand this. Clearly, you were not on the board of directors meetings at Altice.
No, yeah, I get you.
This was my argument. I could have tagged you in and given my voice a break.
And I'm sure you told them that.
Many, many times, Joe. To many, many people in many, many parts of India.
You're the fucking cable company. You're Altice. You have the, you know...
I don't get it.
So the DVR stuff, no, I didn't get it.
No, this is just really dense.
It's stupid. And I'm sure I'm not the first guy who said, what the hell are you guys doing?
Right.
Yeah. I've told many of them, I go, I see your commercials, everybody's moving and is happy. I go, that's not us.
That's not us.
Here's the deal. If you were paying, like, it's internet and cable, and your bill was $80 a month, well, we don't have the technology. All right. Everybody's cable bill is over $100. I mean, I'm paying $150.
We're close to $300, my friend.
I'm sorry?
Me too. So we're close to $300.
Yeah, and when I'm paying for $150, sometimes the TV, it gets a little, the digital, there's a problem with the digital. No. It's crystal clear every fucking time. Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
All right. So they feel the need to give us a new account number. So that's a battle lost. But I said you might want to tell your supervisors that not everybody's on the same page. you guys might want to get that together and not fool people. I mean, we would have moved anyway, but you know.
Of course, no, we can't ever leave
you
here.
Stayed because the game.
I had a lot of shows I wanted to watch.
I want my watch my stories. I can't leave.
Get out of my head.
That's what I was thinking. I can never leave here because I'll lose my shows.
Yeah, I mean, or I'll just have to block out a month because I was at 100% of my DVR.
Well, you know what? Instead of all of this finagling financially and packing your items to move forever from that space, you should have been on the couch binge watching.
Agreed. You won't get an argument from me. So let's continue.
Oh God, there's more.
So cable guy comes over on Friday to fix the internet. Now we had somebody canceled on Thursday, but remember I told you about Amit. I told you about Amit who we called to actually fix some stuff. Got us our phones it up. Well, it didn't work, so we canceled our cable appointment on Thursday. We shouldn't have. So a cable guy comes over Friday to fix the internet. He attaches a line from our house to the outside cable box along the grass between
That's
the two.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, between the two houses. Yeah. Except we were stealing it from ourselves. the cable box and the grass between the houses and neighbors. Now, Pip, I don't know if you noticed, but on your right, when you were pulling in, there was a thing of grass, and then there was little trees, and then on your right-hand side.
Yeah, it's cold outside.
No, it's landscaped. It's nice.
No, I did notice that there was, like, a divider. Like, it seemed obvious that there was...
Yes.
This is where you live, and this is where I should be going.
Yes. Okay. So he thinks it's an outside line, and he'll put it in order for a new line to be buried. He works on internet speed is good.
Okay.
I ask him why all the cable guys leave their car running. I don't know if you guys have had cable lately.
Yeah.
I ask him why they all leave the car running. Two reasons. Heat. It's not that cold. And two, it doesn't always restart.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, they're in the house for like an hour, and the car is just running, and gas is $4.50 a gallon, and you know, we're polluting. And are you kidding me? Are you kidding me with this?
I literally was wondering about that because...
Well, I ask.
I try to vary the places where I sit in my car and eat my lunch like a creep. And so one of the places that I found is there's a local cable place,
mm-hmm.
and they have... vans in their parking lot, and at the end of their parking lot there's a teeny grassed area with trees, and there's like little birdies hanging out and stuff, so it's a pleasant little spot to hide. So I hide my cars amongst the vans, and I look at my little park while I eat my sandwich, and I notice that like two spots down from me there was a cable van running during the entire time of my lunch hour, and I'm like, what gives? It's been sitting there running, and I can't see any bodies in it.
Well, now we know why our cable price is so expensive. They got to pay for all that gas.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ! Even the worst old fence truck would start. Or I mean, we would have a jumper kit, or we'd bring the fire extinguisher because the fucking thing would catch fire. True story. But at least you know.
So anyway, so the cable's now from outside to my house.
Right.
He leaves.
Okay.
And the cable goes right back to crap.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did he trip over the wire on the way out to the van? What the hell? Oh, my God. I would be so pissed.
I call the cable guy, but it goes right to voicemail. He ain't taking my calls.
He's eating a sandwich parked in a parking lot like a creep like me.
I call the cable company, and they said they'll send someone right back.
Right.
Now, I'm supposed to see my daughter be in an orchestra pit for a school play, but now I have to wait for cable. Like, she was like one. She might have been the only student that was like second violin. She's like first violin, second violin, not chair.
Yeah.
Now she made first chair. Next concert, she's first chair.
That's amazing.
Yeah, because she's a sophomore. She's a sophomore, and she's getting this honor over upperclassmen.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's kicking ass. So I was supposed to go see her in SpongeBob, which you know all theater goers love. So I was supposed to see her in the orchestra pit of SpongeBob. But now I got to wait for the cable guy to come back. Now, I had a lovely conversation with this woman from the cable company. Made her laugh. I was particularly charming. Shut up, Joe. had a nice conversation. I'm waiting. What?
Shut up, Joe.
It's 11 years. I know. I don't. You know
how to like nip it in the butt.
You don't go swimming in the ocean if you're bleeding. Yeah. Jaws is out there.
And so, there he is with his little cap on.
Exactly. So they call back. They call me back. They call me back. And all the techs are done for the day.
Come on.
I'll have a tech between 11 a.m. and 2 on Saturday. We're a week now. Obviously, I'm pissed. I hurry over to school. I catch the first half of the play. I went home in intermission because I was exhausted. I'm like, you know what? The orchestra sounds good. I can't follow the SpongeBob plot at all. There's like the ground is shaking. There's supposedly a meteor, but I think that little plankton character is behind it all. That seemed to be the gist of it. But the orchestra, which is what I cared about for this particular performance, sounded very, very good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. All I know about it is that there's a pineapple and there's some guy in pants. That's all I know.
Yes. So Saturday comes and the cable guy comes over. I open the door. And from the tree line emerges my French neighbor, who's very upset.
Ooh, la la.
Yes, but less stereotypical. Thank you, 1950s cartoon.
All I know about French people is from A Skunk. Please continue.
Thank you, you rapey little character, you.
Not me.
He's very upset. What are you doing on the grass? Now, up until then, he's been very nice.
Is this why you're asking me?
What are you doing on the grass?
What are you doing on the grass? This is why you're asking me about the dividing line.
Yes.
All right.
He's been very nice to me. Turns out he's even Jewish. Very nice. He keeps on wanting me, like, I told him my daughter is black belt in Taekwondo. His son's taking Taekwondo in town. He keeps on like, oh, you should join. No, I don't need to fucking join. I do athletic things enough. Taekwondo's, if I was going to deal with him, I'd call Rusko. Hey, let's start up the band again. I want to take lessons. Can we, it'd be two immobile lumps laughing and, you know, one person with technical ability and me. But two immobile lumps, you know, doing some Taekwondo, learning some shit. If I'm going to learn Taekwondo, yeah. I'm going to call Rusko. Hey, I'll bring the beers. You bring the mats. Let's fucking have some fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it with Sensei.
Absolutely.
Yes. And still, if my daughter goes to go away to school, and she might, to college, I still plan on having her meet with Sensei for some self-defense refreshers that she could use in school.
Yep.
Hey, guys, I got to step away from one quick sec. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I hate when the show sneaks up on him like that. you know, there might be a satellite that's about to hit some debris.
I think that they're tracking some inbound Scud missiles.
It could be.
Yes.
All right. So he's been very nice, except for the time when he yelled at my movers for driving on the grass.
And whose grass might that be? Aha!
We explain Cable has to bury a line. He's like, his property, blah, blah, blah. We explain that Cable is like any utility. Like, their shit's running all over the place. If they need to do stuff, they do stuff. Like we just had the water company here yesterday, today, took a couple days, looking for water lines. They got a little divining rod, all sorts of shit. I swear they go.
It was like a pronged...
No, it was a single thing making noise, and as it got closer, yes, like you see on TV, but for reals. I swear.
This is what they... I have no idea what they did, but that sounds hilarious.
It was true. But I don't go, hey, get off my lawn looking for that water line.
They literally said, hey, get off my lawn.
Except with a French accent. They were,
hey, you, get off of my lawn.
Something like that, yes. Something like that. Now, we explain, like, you know, cables, like any utility, you know, they can go on your property to fix stuff.
Sure.
It's just the way it is. Now I think is when his wife, I don't know if it's his wife or his daughter, I don't know what, because I met an older woman that I thought was his wife.
Right.
And she was lovely, but that was before this. Uh-huh. Now there's a younger woman, and she is apoplectic.
Is this a special rare blend of grass?
She's like, I plant grass there every year. I'm thinking, well, me and the cable guy think, we don't give a shit if you smoke grass there every year. It's like, I plant grass there every year. Now, as you alluded to, it's our property.
As I alluded to.
it's the grass in question is our property. As a matter of fact, I brought the gas mower here because there's not a cord long enough, because I've always used an electric mower. I'm like, all right, I guess I got to get a fucking gas mower. As a matter of fact, we were talking when we had the electrician here, I wanted to put another outlet out there, but it would cost so much money because you have to run so much stuff underground. So my wife got the gas mower as she picks up shit wherever she goes, and we'll get to that. So we picked up the gas mower. So I'm like, all right, I don't know if I'm mowing or he's mowing, but I better have the gas mower. I have it. Just in case, I guess I'm going to have to learn how to use a gas mower. I've never used a gas mower. I might sound like a moron.
You pull a cord and it starts up. It's not a fucking 747. It's
all right. All right. That's if it works. That's if it works. Yes, Joe. If everything is hunky-dory, I pull a cord and it starts up.
I'll give you that, because on my Ryder tractor one day, and I just bought the thing, there was one day I'm on the lawn and the thing just stops dead. And I'm sitting in my backyard.
Had enough of your shit.
And I'm sitting there and I go, every cherished moment I ever spent in this house is null and void. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I've had it. About three years later, I did. But, yeah.
All right. So, Now, so the wife comes out. She's asking, this is our property. This is our property. I have the survey. The cable guy is like, there's already a line there. It's most likely along our driveway. The woman and the man now are talking excitedly in French with their little dogs, as you would imagine. But yes, it's true. They have
and they
little,
must be poodles.
No, they're not poodles.
Oh, damn it.
But they are like little shih tzus. Kick me dogs. You know, like the type that Lucy would hold for Charlie Brown to kick.
Kick me dogs.
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but you could imagine in a fit of rage. Hey, dogs fly, but pigs don't. You could imagine that. And we'll have a story like we had last week where dogs can also be fucked. But these are kicking dogs. These are not your fucking dogs.
Not tiny dogs, no.
You can't fuck a tiny dog. No. There's rules.
Please, no.
So... And they're like, are they going to fix the grass? Probably not. They're probably going to dig the ditch and destroy whatever they do because they can't even get their shit to work properly. They don't care about your shit.
You know what?
Jesus Christ, they can't even turn the truck off.
Exactly. Good point.
You know what? This guy is worried about, are they going to fix the grass? If this woman is every year planting grass, guess what? You get to do it again.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, that's an excellent point. She's like, well, we'll see what the town has to say about this. She actually pulled that. We'll see what the town has to say about this.
Oh, excuse me, Karen. We are not going to see what the town has to say. They will not care.
I'm going to tell you what the town has to say. A, it's the cable company. They have wires running wherever they want. And just like the water company and the electric company, they can do what they need to do. Two, it's their property. I wasn't going to stop them from planting the grass or trees. It wasn't like, oh, you know what? We're gonna put sticker bushes there. You know, like I
have some to donate to that cause.
You know, like I fell into as a young child.
On the property.
So now...
You're going to have to put on your puppet show someplace else.
You know how George Thorogood talks about how, Lord, they were lovey-dovey until you didn't have the rent?
Yes, yes.
They were no longer lovey-dovey.
Little did you know when you moved in the marginal line with me on your fucking driveway.
She's worried about the front rent. She'd be looking to get the back rent.
I mean, this guy's like, when you move in, we'll have some wine, some cheese, we'll barbie. All right, I'm thinking as I move from other neighbors that I love... to new neighbors that I love. Well, I guess that's gone. Thanks, Cable. There's another thing you broke.
Thrill's gone.
Why don't you go over there with some French wine and some biscottis or whatever the fuck they use.
Biscotti's Italian, stupid.
Baguette. Don't forget the baguette.
Hey, we don't use that slur here.
Lisa, two eyes, says, Le petit chien. No, no, no.
She knows. She's up in Canada. She knows what the deal is.
Yeah, right. I was just thinking the same thing.
But she's in Toronto. She's not in Montreal, so.
Right, but you know what? It seeps over, right, Lisa?
It seeps.
It does.
Like Pip in segment three. All right.
It creeps over. It oozes over like a roux.
All right. So the cable guy, Chris, is now on a first name basis with him.
Of course. He's coming over for cheese and wine and barbecue.
I have Chris's number now, by the way. I do.
I know. I believe it.
He finds the problem.
Oh.
It was a wire inside that neither of the two previous cable guys checked.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus had nothing to do with this.
No.
Jesus checks the coaxial cable.
Lisa says we can go start a GoFundMe for Mr. Davin.
We most literally should. So he tells me, Chris tells me, the other guys were subcontractors, and they get paid for each completed job. So they're just like moving on.
They don't care.
So they don't care if the job's done right or not. He also explains that with the coaxial, we were never going to get a gig. It also depends on the network card in the computer and how far away from the router you are. Now, Pip, now you notice I told you when I get everything set up, I'll give you my old computer, which is the one I'd been using.
Cool.
But you notice you're using my wife's old computer.
Yeah.
That one actually has a better network card.
Oh, so I'll be using this one instead.
You're using that one instead because it has better speed than my old one. He explains how far away it is from the router. He also says we should get somewhere 300 to 400 Mbps range.
Okay.
With the technology, which is fine.
Yeah.
He fixed the problem, and the internet's working better. The speed is good. But however, the home button on my brand new TV remote control is not working. So I had to go to Geek Squad, and they have to send me one of those, which still hasn't shipped yet, which is kind of annoying. So now we come to today. The internet still drops out. So we have the cable coming tomorrow to deliver their third modem. Now, we had the modem that we bought that handled 200 Mbps. We never had a problem. But right. we got the cable modem that's supposed to handle 1,000, but it's pushing 300 to 400. It drops out. And I asked Chris about this. You know, I texted Chris. So that we still have cable problems, and we have a fuming Frenchman. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on with this house that Pip loves to view, because I have views. Let's
you do.
Wednesday morning, my daughter's in the shower, running late as always, because it's not late for her. It's her time. And water starts leaking from the ceiling.
Wait, what now?
Water starts leaking from the ceiling.
Wait, above her or below?
Below her. She's in the shower.
And it's coming out.
It's dripping down. And into the kitchen.
Looks like the drain might. Looks like there's a drain problem.
We have a pipe leaking. So now I go to the wife calls a plumber. He'll come in a couple days. Go to the hardware store. Get some Flex Seal tape, a rubber sleeve, and two clamps. Talk to a guy there. This seems like this will take care of it. Flex Seal, you've seen the commercial. You can make a boat from Flex Seal. You know what you can't do with Flex Seal? Take a goddamn shower. Because water started leaking again on Monday, and the plumber's coming on Wednesday.
Oh, man. You know what? If only you knew somebody in the plumbing business that could hook you up.
But Joe's not a plumber. Joe sells stuff.
I can sell you this shit. I can't fix it.
I know.
Joe will sell me more shit that doesn't work. I got shit that doesn't work. But I need something else to argue with him about? No, I think no.
I would plant a little camera to watch the two of you.
Let's continue. Let's continue with Wednesday.
Okay.
Let's continue with Wednesday. Because these are my days now. These are my days. COVID was a better time than this house.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. All you had to do was just sit there and think about stuff. Now you got to sit and figure stuff out.
Exactly. This guy gets it.
Yep. Yep.
So Wednesday, Pip, look behind you. What do you see on the windows?
I see you shades.
Lovely blinds, right?
Yeah, they're nice blinds.
Brand new blinds. Not cheap blinds, I assure you. Not cheap blinds at all. Blind guy comes over. No, he's not blind.
But he walked into the wall. Now I got to fix the fucking wall.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
And he also brought a dog.
The guy who installs the blinds comes over.
Yes.
Unfortunately, he left one of the blinds at the warehouse, and another one he mismeasured when he was here, so we're still waiting for two blinds. But he left the door open. Now, the cat flea has been upstairs.
Yeah.
But she's starting to venture out more. Wednesday evening comes. I can't find this cat. I haven't seen this cat since the blinds guy was here.
Oh, no.
We're talking about cats. Now Pip's focused.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you have my full attention.
Where the hell's this cat? So we turn the house upside down, inside, under everything, in everything. Where the fuck is this cat? Now I'm looking around the house. Calling her name. Not like she's going to come to me because she's my wife's cat, not my cat.
Might as well have me look for her.
But she doesn't know this neighborhood. Doesn't know the smell, so anything can happen.
Yeah.
So I can't find her. It's starting to rain. I'm getting wet. Go back inside the house. Still can't find her. Now I go up the block. Go all the way up the block. I'm looking in the sewers. It's raining harder. Calling the stupid cat. Looking with the flashlight. She's a black cat. She's hard to find in dust. And she's afraid.
My neighbor's helping me. She's calling the cat's name in French. You know, we're all out there.
Nah, he could give a shit less about Flea. Yeah. Is Flea going to piss on my grass?
Yeah. What are you doing? Le chat noir.
This is not a cat box.
Flea.
And Flea. I said, the world's a cat box, my friend. You don't know cats.
Yeah, any place goes.
So I'm looking in sewers. I can't find this freaking cat. Now everybody's upset. My wife adores this cat.
Of course.
This is my wife's baby.
Yes.
Ash passed away, and Ash was the same type of. I got my wife this cat from my dearly departed friend Dennis Ross. This cat is my wife's cat. Everything she wants, just like Ash was.
Yeah.
She's very upset.
Sure.
She's done everything. She's on the bed for the second time, because sometimes when she goes in bed, Flea comes.
Yeah.
She's starting to type into the local groups, like maybe the Humane Society or like the local group. Have you seen this cat? When this motherfucking cat saunters out. This motherfucking cat saunters. Now, I'm glad the cat's here. But I did not need this on a Wednesday. This cat saunts out like it's nobody's goddamn business.
And so looks around like, what?
So fortunately, Flea's here. Okay, some more news. I got a lot of things to cover. Well, some more news. Have you guys ever taken an ambulance before?
Yes.
from the town?
Yes.
I have not. Never.
Well, no, I'm gathering this because you're relatively healthy, but I'm worried about why.
Well, when the wife brought broke.
I wanted to arrange it, but no, never.
First of all, I should tell you that this house is buried on a unicorn cemetery. But, you know.
So are they haunting the house now?
It's possible.
Oh, there's a horn.
I got a couple more stories. We'll get through. All right. So I forgot to write down one of them, but I remember it. So so I had to call the ambulance for my wife. And the town came 15 minutes later.
Yeah.
Well, we got the bill for that.
Yeah. How much was that?
$800.
That's
$800? You should have called her a town car.
There's the line. That's... Remind me. That might be that. I might put that as a little segment. But I because it's volunteer ambulance.
Yeah.
What are my tax dollars going towards? Why isn't my insurance covering this?
I don't know, but I got the bill for an ambulance call too.
Was it in the same ballpark?
$1,350, my friend.
Oh, goddamn.
$1,350.
Yeah. But it's like, when you're calling an ambulance, are you supposed to shop around? Excuse me, we have an emergency. She's bleeding out. But are you in network? I mean,
you can't shop around.
You can't.
You're stuck.
Yeah, because think about this. Everybody's rushed to the hospital. Nobody's ever moseyed to the hospital.
There used to be a man with a joke with that in his act. I wonder who that man would be. Right, but I mean, it's absurd. It's like, first of all, it's volunteer. I figured tax dollars covered that shit.
Yeah, no, not necessarily, because the volunteer ambulances have to they probably get some donation from the town just so that the town has an ambulance department. But a lot of these volunteer ambulance corps have to raise their own money.
Man, they should do some more comedy fundraisers.
Yeah, they should.
And I don't know why insurance is not covering it.
I don't know why either, you know. I
told my wife she should fight it. I don't think she's going to, but did you fight it? Or
I didn't. Well, I paid. I paid.
Like the whore you are. All right.
Yep.
So there's that. All right. Then let's go to this. Pip, when you walked in, did you notice something in my kitchen that's not in most kitchens?
I did notice that there was an appliance right smack in the middle of the room that I wasn't expecting.
What appliance was that, dear?
That seemed to be a washing machine.
No.
Oh, it was a dryer.
It was a dryer.
But it wasn't connected to anything, so I didn't know which of the...
Just my pocketbook. So
you guys dryer just loitering around the house?
They sneak around the corners and they jump out at you.
As best as they can.
It's terrifying. I walked in and I was jumped by a refrigerator.
They're very stealthy when they're on permanent press.
The dryer feels awkward too. You know, I feel like an asshole about the refrigerator. I really don't need to be.
Refrigerator wants nothing to do with me. He's like, you're not an oven.
Yeah. Somebody try to put a fucking roast in me. I belong in a laundry room.
Then the roast comes out and they say it's too dry. Well, that's what I do. I'm a dryer.
That's what I do.
this poor dryer is misunderstood. And boy, so let's recap the tale of the dryer and this house. Let's do that. This house was a filthy animal mess when we moved in. We had cleaners clean the house professionally, clean a lot of things like cabinets and a refrigerator and a washing machine and a dryer. Ours, which were not cheap, that I no longer have. Because it all has to go. So we got rid of the washer and the dryer and the refrigerator that were here. We gave them away for free.
Yeah.
Now I said, well, why don't we use this dryer? I don't want to use this dryer. It's too dirty. Okay. Well, why don't we take the dryer from our house that works and just switch it, kind of like we did with the dishwasher and the oven.
Right.
No, not going to do that because my contractor has a washer, a dryer, and a fridge from his son who moved to Arizona that are about 8 months old, and we could get a great deal on that.
Great.
Is it?
It's not.
You know what every deal is? More money I'm spending. There's never a deal going, I'm going to give you shit for free and put money in your pocket. No, money's still leaving. It might be a deal, but money's still going, bye-bye, bye-bye, arrivederci, au revoir, you know.
Why is the money all of a sudden French as well?
Because I'm trying to, because I can't spend my ruples. They're worthless now.
Right.
So I told you about how we rammed this shit into my house and how we forced the refrigerator spread eagle. I told you kids about this. Did I tell you guys how when we went to hook up the, did I tell you what happened when we hooked up the dryer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't run on whatever yours
is. Yes, we have natural gas, but this was an electric dryer, so that's got to go. So I got no dryer here. I'm like, fine, you know what? We got a 10% off coupon at Home Depot. We'll buy a fucking dryer. Yeah. Let's be done with it.
Yeah.
Well, my wife likes to go on these community pages.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. It's a sign of mental illness.
Well, for me, I'm not going to rope your wife into that.
No, both of you, mental illness.
Well, we should chat.
No. You should not. For my sanity and Mr. Helix's. So, the dryer you see in my kitchen.
I thought maybe it was one of those, kitchen islands. Now.
No.
It is.
She found on the community thing. $200, like new. $200, like new. All right.
Like new are very suspicious words.
Not to her. And I know nothing
you
might, about...
You're probably like, you know why it says like new? Because I like new.
Yes. I want you guys to keep in mind about my state of mind. I've been wrangling this whole time with the cable company and dealing with all sorts of other shit, as she has, but I'm making a lot of the phone calls with the cable company, spending hours. So I'm already beaten down.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. So she finds this dryer. We have to come over the next day, pick up the dryer.
Right.
The woman says, oh, but my husband, he can't help you because he's got a bad back. Okay. So we go over. Where's the manual? Do you have the manual? No, we don't have the manual. But I do have to tell you that this dryer is hooked up for LP, which is liquid propane, I believe, or light propane. They converted it from natural gas to light propane. So he didn't tell us this, but we're already there. He told us then, but the woman didn't say that in the ad.
So wait, it's been converted to do this and... You need to convert it back to gas?
Yes, dear.
Oh, fuck.
That's my internal clock.
No. You don't advertise shit like that. No.
Right. But he calls the appliance shop, the big appliance shop, after they don't really know what the hell he's talking about. It's like, yeah, we can order the part in on Wednesday. It's $50. So we get this like new dryer for $250.
Okay.
Now I
a question. There's a yellow gas connector that comes in a bit. Do you have the gas connector?
Stop talking foreign languages to me.
it's the yellow connector that comes that'll hook up.
I don't know, Joe. I haven't gotten to know it that well. It's not staying.
All right, okay. Because I'm just saying that there's a backlog on those things for months.
Oh wow.
Next time I'll bring you to lug the heavy dryer with me. You'd be a lot more useful than you are here. So. Finally, an area of expertise for this man.
Well, you know, he
knows this shit.
Of course he does. But I haven't needed it before.
I like the fact that he asked me like an average guy who doesn't deal with this shit will be looking at the specs on this goddamn dryer who's been beaten down by the cable company and everything else.
Right. Make sure you got a CSSD 1424 or a 48. You're going to need that. Yeah,
yeah, it's like...
Look at him getting all fucking off because he actually knows something. So, all right, $250.
Right.
We got to get somebody to convert it. Whatever. This is the. So my contractor comes over, and he's gonna convert it. He takes the dryer apart, shows me the little pieces that we need. So my wife calls for the part, GE serial number. They're like, oh, yeah, this dryer is either 10 or 20 years old.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, like new. My ass is like new. And you know what that's been through.
do you have the valve that Joe was talking about at the end of your ass?
As a matter of fact, I do, and I don't like to talk about it.
Both
my God.
All right. So we got to find this part. We got to find this fucking part.
That's what he said.
Yeah, right. This part.
Lady saw you coming. Holy shit.
No, no. Saw my wife coming. Saw my wife coming. This part is on back order from GE. So it could be a couple weeks. It could be a couple of months. Nobody, nobody fucking knows.
And yeah,
and I'm not being a dick either. That's where we are right now with shit.
It is.
It's supply chain.
A couple of weeks, or it could be a couple of months.
I at my day program, we have to order parts sometimes, and yeah, we just had a guy that his part took 4 months to come.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
I've got people waiting for gas connectors since last July.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. And apparently it's not very common to switch it back from light propane to natural gas. You're supposed to keep the stuff, but they didn't. And so now this can't – we've called all over the place. Nobody's got this part. Nobody's got this part. So we got to put this back together. So my wife contacts the woman again, not asking for her to take it back. Just say, hey, you said there were other people that were interested. Can you give me the names of those other people? Because we can't use it. And this woman lights into my wife. You had my husband load the thing for free. Ba, 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 ba. Now people are going to think it's like broken. Like just like ripping into my wife. And my wife and her going back.
I would have said, lady, we're not trying to get in the used fucking dryer business. You weren't up front about it. And here
yeah.
I've got something that's a big fucking tumbler dryer that I can't use.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, and it's my lawn anyway. Oh wait, I'm a little behind.
So no help there. So my contractor comes and puts it back together. You see, in the put back state, so mm-hmm. it can cook a roast now. it's in the put back state. My wife posted it today. I don't think she's gotten any nipples on it. She's like.
Because she probably was honest about what is going on with this thing. Yeah.
So you know what my wife has decided now?
What?
We're going to take the dryer from my old house and bring that here.
Oh, no, no. No, no. Why don't you just park this one in the house and say, figure it out.
And she goes, you know, the other house would sell better if we had a working dryer. I fucking know that. That's why I said, fucking take the one that was here and put it there. Why doesn't anybody listen to me?
Oh,
and you
God.
Need to have working appliances when you sell your house.
Well, yeah. we're gonna have a working washer. People sell it without washers and dryers. You can do it.
Yeah, they do.
Especially in this market.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
You, it wouldn't be ideal. We could have put the verstunken one that was here that she didn't want to use, which was fucking perfectly fine. Could have put that one there, swapped them. Oh, but that's an old dryer. Well, now you got a 20-year-old fucking dryer. You happy? And that costs us another $250 instead of just switching the shit. My contractor would have helped me move it, and that would have been the end of it. So that's why the dryer's there, because nobody's buying this but my wife for $200.
Thanks, God, you're not having problems with the toilet.
Shut up. Oh. All right, so then the final thing.
Oh, Lisa says, could be a few years for the part. You will become intimately familiar with the laundromat in next town.
No, but keep in mind, we've already given away one washer, one dryer, one fridge for free.
Yes.
I'm looking at giving away another dryer, which cost me another $200, hemorrhaging money. But again, I know I sound like a broken record. Why doesn't anybody just fucking listen to me?
I would just say, listen to me. We're going to PC Richards, and we're fucking ending this right now.
But Joe, I was willing to buy a brand new one at Home Depot. And my wife's uncle said there's a place in Brooklyn. They deliver it the next day, whatever they have in stock. I was open. I wasn't like, no, I'm not spending money on a new dryer. I'm like, fine, just get. I was ready to end it. I was ready.
Oh, yeah. You gotta tell your wife, this is turning into Rosenblatt's home for wayward appliances.
You say that like it's a bad thing. What, Joe? If you and your ilk can put like old Camaros on your front yard, why can't I put appliances in my kitchen?
Okay.
It's just.
Oh, that's painful.
It's not like, it's like I opened with common sense with use the one that's here.
Yeah.
When that was rebuffed, I opened with more common sense. Well, we have one over there.
Then we know that works.
After all that went out the window and the shit that the contractor said was bringing wasn't what it was, I was willing to get something new. I wasn't Fred Flintstone. I wasn't Ralph Cramden.
No.
I was already beaten. Just get the new thing. I just want it over. But no, it doesn't.
And just tell you what, well, why do you want to do that? Because you want to know something? We're in the red with free. Do you understand? The whole concept of free is out the window. We're $250 in the hole with free. Enough with free.
This wasn't free. This was like new for $200 and a $50 pie.
Like new.
That was a.
So was she ripping into her about how did a 20-year-old dryer turn into like new?
I was not privy to the conversation.
Oh, I would have loved to have heard that.
Honestly.
Argument.
If I was on top of my game and I wasn't worried about what some stranger thinks, I would have said no. But I've just been so beaten down with so much nonsense.
Wow, you know what? I have to tell your daughter this is the time to hit you up for a raising the allowance or something, or some kind of bigger ticket item that she's never gotten before out of you because you're weak.
Well, you know what it is, and you know my temper and my patience level.
No,
it's gotten a lot better since I had to move, because basically during that whole process, I ain't going to win. I'm not going to win. Fuck it, whatever. You know, it's just like I go, because if I really get passionate about this, they're going to lock me up, or I'm going to be dead of a stroke. Because everything, it's like, especially going through underwriting and all of this, I'm like, I'll die. I go, it is what it is. I'll just have to learn to deal with it. I've gotten a lot better with shit like that now.
And the final thing. What's the matter? What's the matter with you?
There's a squeaky noise behind me.
I don't hear anything squeaking. That's birds outside,
oh,
stupid.
Oh, it's birds outside. I'm not used to being this close to a window.
Just a padded cell, dear.
They don't have windows in there.
So the final thing. She's such an asshole. Take a dryer, please.
Nope.
I give away dryers like Oprah Winfrey gives away cars.
Yeah. Look. Oh, wait, I'm looking under my chair.
And you get a dryer, and you get a dryer.
Oh, there's dry gum under here. Oh, God.
Gummer?
It's like gum.
And
a dryer door.
So, the final thing, and then we will take a break. But I feel like there's so much to share with you guys.
So much to tell.
So, the other night, I'm coming home, late, like after midnight, after I got stuck in traffic on the parkway.
Oh, this is the story I want to hear, yeah.
After I get stuck on traffic on the parkway. Fucking tired. Not in the mood for this shit.
Yeah.
I don't know when recyclable day is.
Yeah.
I know I have recyclables. I know I'm running shit back and forth to the other house to bring the trash here because we still don't have trash service here because there's a lot to do. So I bring it to the other house because we're paying for trash service there.
Oh, I gotcha.
So it's around midnight.
But dryers, garbage, recyclables going like subtle in between the two places.
Angry Frenchman yelling at me.
Picking through your trash.
Clouds that aren't really clouds. I got it all going on, kids. Dryers that aren't really dryers.
Freshly dug out ditches.
Yeah. So, yeah, the ditch isn't being dug now. Unless the cable guy comes tomorrow and says, we need to build a ditch, then it's going to happen. So I'm coming down.
Sorry.
I'm coming down the cul-de-sac, and I noticed that recyclables are out after midnight. I'm like, okay, I'll go recycle. So I pull into my driveway, Pip. Which you've seen. It's a long driveway.
It is long. It's especially long if you have to shovel it.
What do I see running across my driveway but the rear end of a big old black bear hustling across
my... No!
You can go out through the garage, dear.
You got a new pal.
Pip's mouth is open like it always is.
What the hell?
A big old black bear. I stay in the car a little while longer. Recyclables will go out in the morning.
I was noticing that, you know, I'm going over hill and dale to get here. I'm like, oh, I'm going up to an upper elevation. This is, you know, down in the town. It seems to be up higher. And I was thinking, oh, it's not as farmy, but it could have been woodsy. It, you know, there's hills and stuff.
Oh, deer all over the place.
I wasn't thinking bear. Holy crap.
Yeah, and so, you know what? So far, the only thing that's been mauled is your wallet. You want to keep it that way?
The way I told the story, you wouldn't know this, but the night before, I was looking for Flea the cat was bear night. So I'm worried about her getting mauled. I'm worried about me getting mauled because I don't know what hours bears keep.
They're not on a timer.
I don't know when it's bear jamboree time and it's time for a nap. I got no idea. So I'm like, I'm worried about the cat. I'm worried about me because the cat will make a nice little snack.
Yeah.
And I'll make a bigger snack.
Yeah.
So Pip, when you leave through the garage.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And the wife pisses me off. I'm like, this is another thing, very briefly. So many houses we turned down. We looked at over 50 houses. One of the deciding factors in a house was we needed a garage. We had to have a garage.
Yeah.
I want a garage. I'd like a two-car garage. I'd really like a two-car garage. You know who doesn't use the garage? My fucking wife.
And let me tell you something. Make sure that door is down in case that asshole gets in there and starts going through your shit.
You talking about the bear or the Frenchman?
I thought he was talking about me. I was getting ready to be pissed.
Oh, nothing but trash. Oh, they are not the aficionados of glass like I am. I mean, he could be nice again, but I don't think he will be.
The bear or him, the Frenchman?
Either one. So that's where we are. So yes, Pip. It's a lovely house with a lovely view.
I'm sorry I said anything.
No, you know what? I even said to my wife today, I go, I can't believe this is ours. She's like, why? I'm like, I don't know. It's a nice house.
By the way, Pip, going to be nice and dark going down that driveway tonight. Better hope that son of a bitch ain't out there.
She got a big car.
I do. I can leap right in it.
Yeah, she'll be fine. She'll come out. She'll go out the garage. She'll be fine. But, yeah. So that's what's going on here.
Holy hat.
This has been a week. So this is, it's like, I get nothing done because I'm dealing with all this. And my wife's going through it too. You know, my daughter's oblivious because she's her. But the rest of us.
Wow. That's a lot.
It is. It's a lot. And to think about this, and the bear wasn't the headliner.
I know.
Not yet. He's been workshopping.
Shut up. Don't give him any ideas. I'll wait for you to come over. Yeah. two angry bears. White bear, meet black bear. You guys work it out.
Well, that's what I'm finally saying. You know, finally when you saw the bear coming up the driveway, it's like, shit, I told him we do the show Tuesday.
Dude, it was a big old rear end running by very quickly.
I beg your pardon.
You don't run, dear.
Oh. Point.
Yes.
There might be even one time the bear comes in, you think it's me, you're doing an hour and a half show and going, that's really more pleasant than that fucker. So
here's the difference between Joe and the bear. The bear is still awake for segment three.
Remains to be seen.
Well, it was at midnight. He was running around. You don't see Joe running around at midnight.
No.
All right. So that's what's been going on here.
Well, there you go.
There you go. It's a lot. All right, on the break, I'm going to play some new music from Marky Blue and Rick Latina Project with Mississippi Soul. You can learn more about them at creativeanddreams.com. Also, we have new music from Gavin Fox with Tell Me So, and you can learn more about Gavin at fluttertone.com. Short break, about 5 minutes. So come back. We'll talk about a death by a thousand bites, manslaughter for your kid eating themselves to death, a guy who likes to bang him some Great Danes, some right-wing cartoons or television shows for the kids, but musicians who can't be bothered to do concerts because they want to watch a game.